Hi, everyone. Welcome back to English for You. I'm Christopher.
And I'm Pat.
All right, the last time you heard us, we were discussing the TOEIC box and opening a business bank account, and loans. We talked about loans. Mm. And that's what I want to actually talk about today. The last time we spoke, I said I had loans. I had ones from college.
Right.
That I have to still pay back. And they're huge, so they take years to pay off.
They do.
But have you ever taken out a loan, or do you have any loans currently?
I took out, like you, a student loan when I was at college. Luckily, I have managed to pay it off with the help of my parents, I must admit. They don't believe that we should have to pay to be educated. They believe it should be free.
I think that is something every country should adapt, actually. Mm.
So, yeah. But apart from that, that is the only time I've ever taken out a loan. I haven't got around to taking one out for a house yet. It may not be long, though. So
I've taken one out for a car. And that was about it.
Otherwise. All right, so in today's article, we're going to talk about getting a bank loan and some things that you need to think about when you do. Let's begin the article.
Reading. Getting a bank loan.If you want to start a business, you'll need plenty of money. The same is true for a family that wants to purchase a new house. Both of these circumstances will probably require a loan. When you take out a loan, you must eventually repay the money, plus interest. It's vital to calculate how much you'll end up paying in total through your monthly payments.The amount you'll pay in each installment will be in accordance with the agreement you make with the bank. However, don't agree to pay back more than you can afford. If you fail to make a payment, the bank could take possession of your properties. Even if they don't, your credit rating will be ruined.This will make it more difficult for you to be approved for loans in the future. Few people can afford to buy a house or start a business by themselves, so taking out a loan is a fact of life. Just be realistic about how much you can borrow and how you're going to pay it back so you don't end up biting off more than you can chew.
So the article begins, if you want to start a business, you'll need plenty of money. Okay, of course, if you're starting a business, you might need to rent office space, buy equipment, hire staff, buy products that you can then sell later. There are lots and lots of starting costs. So unless you're ridiculously rich, you probably need a loan from a bank to get you started.
That's right.Now, the same is true for, like, a family that wants to purchase a new house.
Mm.
I mean, they need to start off. I mean, they have to have, similar to opening a business, you need to pay for, like, furniture and silverware, like the utensils you use to eat food.
Yeah, never mind the fact that houses are very expensive.
Yes, houses are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to purchase means to buy something.So if you want to purchase a home, you're saying, I will give you all the money you want,to buy this and make it my own.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an example sentence for purchase. My brother purchased 10 pens and 3 notebooks at a stationery store.
Okay, so you can just substitute them, really. You can say buy or purchase, and they mean exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, the article goes on. Both of these circumstances will probably require a loan.Okay, we talked about loans yesterday. Now let's look at the word circumstance. Okay, it's quite long. C-I-R-C-U-M-S-T-A-N-C-E. Circumstance, okay? And a circumstance is an event or a condition connected with either something that has happened or is happening, okay? In this case, the circumstances, the situations are A, starting a business, and B, purchasing a new house. Okay, those are our two circumstances. And if you want to do either of those, you're going to require a loan. Okay, an example sentence for circumstance is, the circumstances surrounding his bad grades are a result of family problems at home. Okay, so the situation, maybe a kid's not getting good grades, and that situation, that circumstance, is a result from some problems at home.
That's right. The article continues, when you take out a loan, you must eventually repay the money, plus interest.
Oh.
Now, we talked about interest in day one.
Mm.
Interest is money you pay to the person or place that you borrowed money from.
Mm.
It's a fee for borrowing the money.
Yeah, I guess if your job is to lend people money, then you need to make some money for yourself out of it, and that's why you charge a fee.
That's right. It's vital to calculate how much you'll end up paying in total through your monthly payments.
Okay.
Now, would you like to explain calculate?
Sure. Calculate, C-A-L-C-U-L-A-T-E, calculate, means to judge the amount or the value of something by using information, often numbers. We can also use calculate when we're talking about math problems, which, of course, is related to the word calculator.
Mm-hmm.
Very important device for math, okay? For example, I calculated the total value of my purchase by adding up the base price of every item in my head.
That sounds smart.
It does sound smart, but what it means is just as you go around the 7-Eleven, you go, okay, water, that's 20, bread, that's 25, tea, that's 20, so altogether that is 65. You are calculating the numbers to calculate the final price.
Yes, it's something good to keep in mind when you're shopping because you might not have the funds in your pocket or wallet to pay for your purchase.
Yeah, exactly. If you're trying to stay under a budget, then you need to make sure you calculate all your expenses.
I used to always put a total number that I could spend, let's say 100 NT, mm-hmm. and then I would subtract the number of the price for each item.
Yeah. So, of course, it's if you're going to take a loan, you're going to have to pay it back, bits of it every month. So this month I pay, next month I pay, and I pay a little bit each month until it's all paid back, okay? But you need to calculate how much you'll pay in total by adding all of that and then adding the interest. And it's vital. It's very important.
That's right. The article continues, the amount you'll pay in each installment will be in accordance with the agreement you make with the bank. An installment, I-N-S-T-A-L-L-M-E-N-T, installment is a payment that you make over a period of time. Most installments are monthly, but there are some installments that are yearly or maybe quarterly.
Yeah,
which
every
means
3 months.
Yes, every 3 months.
Okay. And what this paragraph means is really you go, okay, I'm going to borrow, I'm going to take a loan of, say, 1 million NT, okay? However, if you take 10 years to pay that back, by the time you finish paying it back, the interest might have made it 1 million and a, you know, 100,000.
That's right.
So if you pay more each month, maybe you go, oh, that kind of hurts to pay more each month. But in the end, the final number will be lower because you haven't had to pay so much interest because you've paid it quicker.
That's right. The interest is usually a percentage. Let's say it's 2%. So it's 2% of the total value and it's added each month. It's recalculated. And so what you're doing is the interest you pay is the fee monthly. And so it's better to give a lot more money, even though it hurts your finances or hurts your wallet. It can help make the interest lower
overall. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, but here's some more advice. It says, however, don't agree to pay back more than you can afford. Okay. The word afford, A-F-F-O-R-D, is basically how much you can pay, okay? How much money you can pay at one time. So if you can't afford something, you can't buy it at that time, or you can't do something at that time, okay? You can also talk about afford the time. For example, I can't afford to take the week off because then I wouldn't earn enough money to pay my bills, okay? So you wouldn't get paid at work, and if you don't have money, you can't afford something. You don't have enough money to buy something or pay for something.
That's right. And it's always important to be able to afford stuff. If you're paying money for things that you can't afford, you're going to end up maybe on the street eventually.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Because as the next sentence says, if you fail to make a payment, the bank could take possession of your properties. Okay. The word property, P-R-O-P-E-R-T-Y, property, is something that is owned by somebody. So it could be just your clothes, your property, but it also could be a house or a car. And if you've taken out a loan to pay for a house, but then you fail to make payments on the loan, the bank could take your house.
That's no good. Here's an example sentence for property. A developer wants to build a department store across the street, but the owners of the property won't sell the land. So a developer is just a person who wants to develop or like erect a building in an area. And in this case, it's a department store, but the people who own the land, the property, mm-hmm. are refusing to sell to the developer.
Okay. So yeah, you really don't want to fail to make a payment, or the word is default, D-E-F-A-U-L-T. If you default on a loan, then you could lose your possessions. And as the article says, even if they don't, so even if the bank don't take your house, your credit rating will be ruined. Okay. And your credit rating is basically kind of how much the bank is prepared to loan you. It's a measure of how well you can pay your bills. For example, if you always forget to pay your credit card bill, or you can't pay it, then you have a bad credit rating and the bank won't give you any more money.
That's right. Also, your credit rating allows you to get, if it's good, it allows you to get more credit cards. But then again, if you get more credit cards, you might have difficulty paying them all off and your credit rating might plummet or drop down.
Mm.
And now this will make it more difficult for you to be approved for loans in the future if your credit rating or credit score is too low.
Yeah, they'll just say, we can't give you that much money because we just don't believe you're able to pay it back.
That's right. Few people can afford to buy a house or start a business by themselves. So as Pat's pointed out before, taking out a loan is a fact of life.
Mm-hmm.
A fact of life. It's a phrase that means something unpleasant that cannot be avoided.
Hmm.
Like, for example,
taxes are a fact of life.
Taxes are definitely a fact of life. For those of you maybe wondering what taxes are, it's the fee a government puts on
everything.
Yes, everything. There's taxes already in on the food that you buy at 7-Eleven.
Mm.
But in the U.S. and I think in the U.K., no?
It's no, ours is included in the price.
Okay. In the U.S. it's different. Each state has a different tax rate. And so when you make a purchase, the tax is then added on. In the U.S., Michigan, where I'm from, it's 6%.
Okay.
So if you buy something for a dollar, one U.S. dollar, you have to pay one U.S. dollar and six pennies.
That's just odd. So taxes are a fact of life. And here's another one with a sentence. Doing your homework is a fact of life. If you're a student, you have to do homework. There's no escaping it.
Yeah, no, none at all.
So what we're saying here is that you're going to probably have to take out a loan if you want to buy a house or start a business. You don't really have a choice unless you're a multimillionaire.
Or you win the lottery.
Exactly.
Which would make you a multimillionaire.
Yeah. The advice here is just be realistic about how much you can borrow and how you're going to pay it back. Okay. So being realistic, which is R-E-A-L-I-S-T-I-C, realistic, is having or showing a practical awareness of things as they are. It kind of means like being sensible, thinking about the facts and go, yes, we would love a big house, but I have to be realistic. I can only afford, that word from earlier, a small house.
Yes, exactly. You need to be realistic about how much you can borrow and how you're going to pay it back, so you don't end up biting off more than you can chew.
What on earth does that mean?
All right, to bite off more than one can chew means to decide or agree to do more than one actually can accomplish.
Okay, so if you said like, hey, I'm going to run a marathon tomorrow, and I'm going to do it in less than an hour.
you would be biting off more than you could chew.
Okay, so
unless you're really fast.
Yeah. So I guess what that means is you say you're going to do something, but there's no way you can actually do it.
That's
and this
right.
comes from eating. You know, if you try and fit a whole slice of pizza in your mouth, there's no way you're going to be able to eat it and chew it properly. It just won't fit. So you're biting off more than you can chew, okay? So we're going to let some of our friends explain this for us in today's Shortcut for You.
Shortcut for You.
How can I finish all this in time?
Why are you preparing all that food?
I'm trying to cook for my whole family, but I don't know how to cook.
You bit off more than you can chew.
I'm not eating anything. I'm just trying to cook.
To bite off more than one can chew means to take a job that is just too much for someone.
Oh, I see.To bite off more than one can chew means 承担太多以致无法胜任。
Noodles, chicken, soup, it will be delicious if you finish.
I bit off more than I can chew. I need your help.
I can't cook either, but I'll try to help you.
For You Chat.
Okay, guys, welcome back. That is the end of the article. We're now going to have our For You Chat question, which is, do you think it's a good idea to take out a bank loan? Chris?
Do I think it's a good idea to take out a bank loan? Yes, and at the same time, no.
Explain.
All right. I would say, yes, it's a good idea to take out a loan if you want to buy a car or a house or if you need to pay for college, something that will benefit your life in the long run, especially if you need a car to get from A to B, like your house to your job.
Exactly.
In Taiwan, you have the MRT, so maybe a car loan is less important. But a home loan to get a house is very important, and so is paying for education. So for those purposes, I would say, yes, a bank loan is a good idea. But if you're trying to use the loan money to get things like video games
or
computer,
take a vacation you don't really need.
Right. I think then it's a bad idea because you're kind of you're biting off more than you can chew.
Exactly.
And you're probably not going to be able to afford the payments because you can't afford the luxuries that you're getting the loan for.
Yeah. This is just like, I guess you could talk about credit cards, which are a type of mini loan that you just take and then you have to pay back at the end of the month. Of course, having a credit card can be really useful to pay for things where you don't have or can't carry that much cash, or online where you can't just give the computer cash.
Yeah.
So you do need to use credit cards for things, but you should use them for things you need and use them when you know you can pay the money back.
Yes.
Not just, oh, that's cool, I'll buy it, it's on my credit card, doesn't matter, it's not real money.
That's right. I think if you can afford it, like you want to buy a chair or a couch for your apartment, you use the credit card because maybe your payment, your salary will come in by the time you have to pay the loan, the bill.
Okay, so I guess the general lesson is loans are necessary. They are a fact of life, as we said in the article. But be careful and use them for the right reasons. Okay, that's all the time we have today. So bye-bye from Pat.
And bye from Christopher.
We'll talk to you next time for English for You. This is Pat and Chris. Bye-bye.
Getting a bank loan. If you want to start a business, you'll need plenty of money. The same is true for a family that wants to purchase a new house. Both of these circumstances will probably require a loan. When you take out a loan, you must eventually repay the money, plus interest. It's vital to calculate how much you'll end up paying in total through your monthly payments. The amount you'll pay in each installment will be in accordance with the agreement you make with the bank. However, don't agree to pay back more than you can afford. If you fail to make a payment, the bank could take possession of your properties. Even if they don't, your credit rating will be ruined. This will make it more difficult for you to be approved for loans in the future. Few people can afford to buy a house or start a business by themselves, so taking out a loan is a fact of life. Just be realistic about how much you can borrow and how you're going to pay it back, so you don't end up biting off more than you can chew.
Vocabulary review.
Circumstance. After losing his job and breaking his foot, John was in difficult circumstances. Calculate. The genius math student can calculate difficult problems in his head. Afford. After getting her allowance, Laura was able to afford a new notebook. Property. The family built a fence around their house to keep people off their property. Fact of life. Getting sick once in a while is just a fact of life that we all deal with. Realistic. Mark was a dreamer as a child, but now he is much more realistic about life.